Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you struggling to think, what do you really want out of life and in general? Well, today I'm going to share an approach on how you can discover this. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra bit of information that's really going to help you out of this as well. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the Boost Your Brain with Confidence Black Friday extended special offer. Now, this is only available until midnight coming up Thursday, the 1st of December. So midnight then, the 80% off will be gone. So make sure you check that out in the show notes as well. So let's get into the show. So what do you really want? I've been sucked into life so many times doing things that wasn't fulfilling for me or enjoyable, like in the workplace in particular. Now, lots of people don't like their jobs. It's a very true thing. And I've had jobs I've liked and not liked. And I've done things on the side, like in business, that I've liked and not liked as well. Now, what I've learned personally from me is it's okay to not necessarily be madly in love with the job you're doing. As long as I was doing something on the side that really did fulfill me. And admittedly, what I've done in the past is been in a job I didn't like at all, and then I was doing something on the side to maybe it's just for the money, maybe it's just for the ego side of things, maybe it's just to make me better, where I ended up being double miserable. And I remember years ago, when it was quite rather the other thing, when I really discovered my love for writing, just fiction writing, and I was really in a hard time in a job, and fortunately I changed position in that particular sector, and I ended up getting a better job in another company altogether. And I remember whilst I was miserable in that job, I was writing a lot on the side, and I really enjoyed it. I felt really alive and had so much fun when I was doing it, when I was just writing and doing what I loved. And the other thing I noticed for me personally is in the personal growth world particularly, and in the whole business, entrepreneurial space, a lot of people have their own agendas. Now, they're not necessarily bad people. Like, they're just very good marketers and salesmen. And I'm someone who works in sales and is very interested in marketing and done exercises on it. And these people are, for example, let's take the example, which is a lot of people out there who are teaching coaches how to grow as coaches, who are teaching coaches how to get high tickets, make high level sales. So like high level is like typically minimum of like 5K, maybe 10K, depending what niche you're in, maybe it's more than that, minimum. And then it can be up to like 50, 100K sort of thing for like what they're selling. And then you've got like a mid ticket, which might be somewhere from like 1,000 to like 5,000. And then anywhere below that wouldn't really be anything below 1,000 wouldn't necessarily be one-to-one coaching or group coaching. That kind of be more like courses, cheaper stuff below $1,000. So like there's a lot of people teaching that out there. And the thing is, I've been approached by a lot of those people when I wasn't particularly interested in the coaching space. And they're very good at marketing and making you think like you want to do something in that space because they appeal to you on the needs, on like the, you know, the freedom, the money, what impact you could be making. It's quite easy to get caught in it. And it then takes you away from what you instinctively really want just because they pull on your emotions. And again, they're not necessarily bad people. They're just trying to get people they think are even remotely interested over the line because it's their business, which is understandable. Now, there is a level of integrity where obviously you want to deliver value to those people and give them, you know, give people stuff in business, which is always something I'm keen on. Not just sell to anyone just to earn money. That's obviously out of integrity. Yet you can get people in this very busy marketing and sales dominated world pulled in directions which didn't really appeal to them. Okay? And this is a lot in our age. We've got like Facebook ads, and not necessarily just that example of like coaching, but there's so many Facebook ads and everything. I mean, you can probably just check social media yourself. It's full of ads and some very good marketers making you think you want something. That's what advertisers have always been doing, but it's closer to us than ever before on our social media. So we don't even allow ourselves time to think sometimes. You get your phone out in the morning, you're on social media, and then you're like, I want that. No, I don't. Do I really? Oh, someone else is telling me this is going to be good for me. And our minds are going all over the place. Don't get time to think, and I've certainly experienced that. So how's it going to help you just carrying on with the same way, with like being really stuck on like, what do I want? I thought I wanted this, but I didn't really. And then you're just so confused. Well, I'm going to go into some questions you can ask yourself. And make sure you take some time out to reflect on these, because otherwise you'll just get caught in the whole loop of doing things over and over again, or getting driven into things that you don't really want at your heart, but they're just appealing to you on the moment. So let's go through these questions so you can really start to work out what you want. Well, the first one is actually find some time in your day, every day, to even just go for a 20-minute walk with just your thoughts, because that's going to allow you to communicate with you. And when I say with your thoughts, not even listening to music, that is not loud, that's not safe, because with the music, you're just paying attention to the music, a part of you. I want you fully present with yourself. We're not talking about meditation, we're just talking about you and your thoughts, because meditation is about coming back to one area of focus, typically the breath or body scanning or something. What we're talking about here is just you having a communication with yourself in your head. So what is something you would pay to do? Ask yourself that, first of all. What is something you would pay to do quite happily? And you would pay to actually do it for life. The second thing, what is something like, it doesn't take you a lot of effort to do it. Like, you enjoy doing it. For me, weirdly, like, things like number crunching, doing my financial planning and creating funnels, creating content, creating videos, creating books, the different things I've just listed off there, but I don't find that much effort, while someone else may just find it a nightmare getting spreadsheets out, may hate writing books. I personally found when I was doing a lot of coaching, I was doing well, and I still coach a little bit to this day, but for someone else, I've seen them light up, they get excited, it's effortless to coach. For me, I get great results with people, and the people I've worked with, I'm very fortunate, but it's quite energy draining and effort consuming because I'm not madly in love with it. What is something that instinctively feels like minimal effort to you? And then the next question is kind of very similar, but it's what instinctively feels good. The difference is in this question is not what logically you think you should do, what instinctively, even if it makes no sense. Maybe it's something you've done once and you weren't that good at it, but it felt good and you enjoyed it. Maybe you did like painting once and you enjoyed it. Maybe you went horse riding once, you enjoyed it. Maybe you did an accounting class. This is so random. Once and you enjoyed it. What is something that instinctively feels good and you'd like to explore a little bit further? Problem is our analytical brains get in and they're like, no, you shouldn't do that. You're never going to make a career out of that. Yeah, that's not right. And that's the thing that keeps us stuck, because we get so logically minded, we don't get in touch with our instinct and what at heart feels good for us. And then the final question, you consider those things alongside thinking to yourself, how could you make it work? Like, you find something to love, maybe it's not going to pay you like tens of thousands a month. Maybe it's not even going to pay you thousands a month. How could you make it work though? Could you do something else that's similar? Maybe work for a company doing something similar. How could you make it work when you've considered those things? For me, I personally do a bit of sales. I've done a bit of project management as well. I've done various things. Whilst I do things like creating content, which I absolutely love, and getting on my podcast, writing books and all these things, I make it work by doing those things. Now, yes, you can actually make a full-time career out of being a writer. Have I made it work yet? No, of course I haven't. I should be doing it full time. Yeah, I make sure I get things in that I really enjoy to do. Okay, so how can you make it work? So those are the points and questions I'd like you to think to yourself. Now, I'm going to go into a final bit of information as well. And just before I dive into that, I wanted to ask you something. So are you perhaps someone who's really struggling with things like self-sabotage, maybe overthinking, people-pleasing, comparing yourself to others in your business or career, and mentally it's impacting you growing, and maybe in your personal life as well, right? Well, that's why I've made my top confidence program, confidence and growth program, outside of my one-to-one, available to you on this crazy extended Black Friday special, Boost Your Brain with Confidence, where what you're going to get in it is I'm going to take my, well, I've taken my strongest tools as a confidence coach, as a neuroencoding specialist that have gotten quick results from my clients, and I've learned from some of the best coaches in the world. Now, there's more information on this in the link below, and what others have said that I've worked with as well. I would just say to you though, if it's even appealing, don't overthink it. This amazing special offer that I'm giving you will end when the clock ends, and it's over 80% off. And it's going to expire, this special offer in particular, after Wednesday, the 30th of November. So you have not got long if you're listening to this now. If you're listening this too late, it'll still be available. Not the same offer though. So don't overthink it. Just hit the link to find out a little bit more before the clock runs out. So, my final point, special point that I wanted to give you. You can do this for a week. 3 minutes a day, minimum 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. Write down everything you can think of that gives you joy or has given you joy. Just write down anything, like even if it's watching TV, reading a book, maybe it's going running, seeing certain kinds of people. 3 minutes a day, just write it down, because what this is going to do is get your brain thinking and not only feeling good, but start to think of the things that you want to do more of. So that's the extra exercise. For 3 minutes a day for a week, just write down all the things that have given you, that give you joy or have given you joy. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving yourself, and therefore you're improving others' lives as well. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.